the best email was from Mike, who said, "Wow, you guys must not listen or read too much on politics."
Oh, really?
Wow, Mike.
Mike must not listen
What are you, a detective?
He's a sleuth.
Kerry had a bad record of support for the NASA budgets. Again, which I say, I'm not going to vote for the guy. Everyone knows that.
But I vote based on what he looks like.
But who cares if he takes a field trip to NASA, how that's up against his voting record on NASA budgets?
I vote based on what he looks like and what Michael Moore tells me to do.
Well, of course you do. And
you vote
whatever Michael Moore tells me, I do exactly the opposite.
Right. What tension on this show. Just split down the middle, Democrat and Republican.
By the way, a big...
Hey, Grego's back!
Hey!
I hate you, and that's why the P1s hate you.
You love me.
I've been in here the past hour talking to you about everything, and then you act like I just showed up.
You didn't even see him, did you?
Hey!
Grego crawled up from under the table.
Yeah. Good God.
P1s didn't hear you talking.
But you need to watch Bill O'Reilly tonight, because he's got an interview with Michael Moore.
Yeah, Michael Moore's on tonight.
Really? Really, tonight?
Yeah.
Ooh, Bill O'Reilly. We can use that. Okay,
what time
we're claiming
is that?
It. We're claiming that.
No, we're playing that tomorrow.
We're on first.
We got no bits.
Come on before us, and then you can play it first.
Okay. Hey, wait, we need to clear something up since Grego's here. We had a discussion yesterday, Grego, that you're on record as saying if you were a girl, you'd be a slut.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
We had that discussion.
Yeah. Was that bad?
We were saying that's
just
gay.
It creeps me out because...
You should say you'd be a lesbo.
Because you'd be banging a bunch of guys.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead.
Hey, I go both ways.
Oh.
Pardon the interruption.
Well, he wasn't interrupting. He was talking.
Is that an IX hat there?
No, it says Ajax.
Oh,
it's a mountain in Aspen, Colorado.
Ah.
Not the Dutch football team, Ajax?
No, Ajax.
All right.
It's a mountain in Aspen, Colorado.
Love California.
So you need to rephrase it by saying, if I were a girl, I'd be a total lesbo slut.
Right.
Well, I'm a lesbian now, basically, because I love women.
But you're a... Wait, what?
He's kind of got a point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a total lesbian. I love women. What about you?
I don't think that's the full definition of lesbian.
But you're also
you're a heterosexual.
Yeah, heterosexual
right.
Male.
Yeah.
Now, lesbian. If you...
But I consider myself lesbian.
Dave, are you marking anything?
I'm giving you a lot of ammo. All you got to do is mark it.
So where's Reiner? Still contract holdout?
Yeah, it's pretty tense.
No, he's
too.
Not on a contract holdout.
Grego,
why do you bring
you know
that
what?
Every
we came,
time?
We came clean yesterday.
He wants that player option in year 11.
Yeah.
Is he on the
yeah, like we're on
I started the ticket
contract.
Vacation?
Yeah.
I get extra days because I started the ticket?
Hey, we're lucky the ticket let us come back.
You know what? I think he is on right now.
As much trouble as we got in down there at the All-Star game, we're lucky that we're back.
You get in trouble?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got in so much trouble, they had to fly back.
Yeah, we flew back.
No.
Oh, we had to get out of town.
Wow. I'm sure you hated that.
Not the flying penalty.
Because I mean, I've heard you on the air before many times, and you love to take long bus rides with P1s.
It didn't bother me at all. That was a great trip. That was a great trip.
By the way,
on the way back, Grego?
Because it was my vacation, and I wanted to fly back. And I was given the option... By management, they said, do you want to fly back? Yes,
you
I
never
did.
Asked management. You never asked them. You just took it upon yourself to do it. But on the way back, it was funny because we were out late that night.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no way.
Three. Well, me and Danny and all the P1s. What was our vacation?
And by the way, great group of P1s.
Yeah, they were. They were cool.
Lonnie.
Why are you guys winking?
Well, we were beating Lonnie down.
Why are you giving me the okay sign?
I'm not.
All right, so where were we?
Beating down Lonnie?
We're back to Allergy.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing this.
But it was a good trip. I mean, it's like a month ago, but it was a good trip. It's our first day back on the air.
Yeah, the All-Star Game's in 2 weeks. We're going to go back.
I hope we can do another one of those trips again. That was fun. It's a lot of fun.
Was it?
The people at SportsLink, Inc., they did a great job. Everything was marvelous.
I believe they did.
Personally, I would like to take that trip to OU Nebraska with some P1s.
Then why don't we do that? We should do that.
I agree.
Yeah. How about take one of those bus rides to Yankees Red Sox?
That's a long trip.
But how fun would that be?
But a bus ride to Norman?
I mean, those great
we
P1s?
Can do that.
Do you think Tom's bus ride would go to
Link, Inc.
the Galleria?
You think?
Yeah. And those buses,
we can fund that.
Those buses were nice.
Take the Tom Gribble tour to the Galleria.
Did you already talk?
Tour of the Westin.
Did you already talk about this today?
Yeah. Tom had dinner. Tom's anniversary was...
The Ocean Air is a great restaurant.
Driving 8 minutes from his apartment to the Galleria. That's what he did for his anniversary.
They ate at Chili's, they went to J. Crew, and that was it.
And they got a room. Well, today, Grego...
It's pretty good. Everybody needs to spend their anniversaries in a hotel. You
Tubi?
Perform better in hotels.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Tom?
I concur.
Yeah, you perform a lot better.
Really,
in a hotel.
Tom? Mm-hmm. Well, tell us.
I think I just did.
How did the night end?
It ended with me with a giant smile on my face.
With the beard or without it?
That was with beard at the time. Nothing else to contribute. That's it. Move along.
Did we perhaps...
All right, move along.
Fertilize?
Move along. No. We're not fertilizing anything
right
now.
Did we wear protection?
Yes. We were suitably protected.
By the way, my wife is on
rubbers. How can you be married and use rubbers?
Ribbed?
Armored
suit. Well,
maybe
she's on the pill.
Well, if she's on the pill, you wouldn't need rubbers.
You wore a condom?
No.
That's why you last longer.
No, I didn't. No, we were suitably protected.
Oh.
With what? The sponge?
A no-pest strip.
These separate rooms.
You bored a hole in her room?
Right. I cut a hole in her burka.
Well, this is a big day in 1994. Today is July 28th, and on this day, 1994. Grego?
Package. We're going to talk about this later on.
I know.
So you can't even say?
No, you can't. No, you can't even mention
it. It's in the paper, you know.
Hitler died,
Well,
right?
I know. They stole that from us. They stole that idea.
No, it was 1994, Corby. Hitler did not die on this day in 94.
Kenny Rogers' perfect game.
That's right.
Me and Reiner were there, kind of.
I was there.
Because we had to leave in the seventh inning to go do Diamond Talk. We'll talk all about it. And the guy that made the most important catch in the history of the Rangers organization will be on with us at 6 o'clock. The great Rusty Greer.
Boy, how'd you book him?
Called him up. he was in the pool with his kids.
Rusty wasn't dropping his kids off at the pool.
I knew you were going to say that. Very obvious. We were going to get beyond obvious humor.
I will be here for 4 hours.
Corby Davidson, ladies and gentlemen.
Four
will be here
hours.
Until December.
Elsewhere on this day, in 1998, Monica Lewinsky received blanket immunity in exchange for providing full and truthful testimony to a grand jury investigating President Clinton.
So she got a blanket for turning her dress in?
I wonder where that dress is. And I'm wondering if that dress actually exists.
What do you think?
I think it was a bluff.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you save that?
Okay, let's just say that the president. Let's say that
He didn't want to take that chance that she was going to produce that Gap dress.
Let's say Geraldine Ferraro was the president, Grego, and when you were 20 years old or whatever, you went up there and you were an intern and you hooked up with her.
Right.
Would you save your clothes?
No.
What if there was a mess on it?
That's what I'm saying.
I certainly wouldn't save it then.
You wouldn't to show your buddy?
Would you?
I guarantee you back then you would have.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would have.
And neither would you. Mess.
Here, guys
smell
don't save that.
Yeah.
Guys
smell
don't
me.
Save.
What if you're wearing a sundress?
Smell my unborn child.
You're sick, man. I want to go back on vacation. You beat me down in 10 minutes. I'm leaving.
Doesn't it smell like a girl?
First you hated me, and now you hate Corby. Come on, Greg.
Why are you all dressed up?
Just dressed up?
Yeah, you're wearing a snappy shirt.
Just a new shirt.
It's nice.
What about shorts? Are they the same ones that you're in the rotation?
I have eight pair of shorts that are
eight?
One of two.
So you guys are leaving...
Haven't you heard this?
It's a bathing suit.
No, these are shorts.
You're leaving
Saturday,
right?
I have eight pair, four different color. I have two of each color.
Okay, those are khaki.
So
you look nice today.
Yeah, thanks.
Look handsome.
But they've got panties on the inside of them.
They have a little mesh lining, yeah.
Built-in underwear.
No.
No, it's a bathing suit.
No!
It's a bathing suit.
That's a bathing suit.
Shorts don't have
It's
going
to be great,
this
though,
does.
When we go to California next week.
Dude, you
get off the show and just run right into the ocean. You ready?
Go to the surf.
You can frolic.
With Bob on my shoulders.
Do you guys fear the ocean?
We're going to win chicken fights, man.
I won't get in it.
I don't fear the shore of the ocean. I'm not sure I'm really interested in going out about 20 miles.
Do you fear the golf course?
No.
Okay, then maybe we'll go there.
The golf course by the ocean?
The golf course fears me.
So it's not going to take you long to pack for 2 weeks. You guys are going to be out there 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
shorts. It's not going to take you long. Just put your
eight
shorts.
Well, I'm going to wear one and then put
seven
pairs.
Well, what about your extra suitcase you have to pack for your Sega flip-flop swim
fan,
man?
Yeah, we'll just carry the
wetsuit in. We'll be fine. Don't you worry about us. We'll get
I'm going to buy a bigger suitcase this week, though, because I want to fit my blanket.
Yeah. What about your submarine commander headset?
Your blankie?
I'm going to bring my blanket. I hate hotel blankets.
Boy, you do. You're the worst.
You ever see 60 Minutes?
Because he saw 60 Minutes
yeah,
one time.
Yeah, you ever
time.
See that?
The
all
blue
the scum
light.
On there.
The blue light.
All the stuff that's saved, like
right.
that was on
there
Monica's dress.
Is. Yeah, there probably is, but you know what? Who cares?
Live a little.
Lay down.
Yeah.
Good gosh. I mean, breathing the air is probably worse than that.
Hmm.
You know, eating burritos is probably worse than that.
But immediately, the first thing
yeah.
that Dan, the
all
first
right,
thing,
shut your mouth.
First thing Dan does when he walks into a hotel room, though, is he rips off the top blanket
right.
and it stays there for,
yep.
for 2 weeks.
I put it under
you know,
the door.
You know, I used to do that too, and I don't care anymore.
No,
I do.
I just don't care.
As I've gotten older, I am more and more of a germaphobe.
I don't care.
Man.
I contribute to it to
you know
make
what?
It worse.
Bring the germs on. I welcome the germs.
The first thing he does is find a nice place for Uncle Gary to sleep.
A nice padded, underneath a nice burning lamp.
So today is July 28th. Let's say happy birthday to former ticket employee, Bunny.
Oh, gosh, really?
Bunny Tribble.
Bunny. Of course, Bunny's still working.
Bunny, we love you, babe.
Why did, who stabbed her in the back? How did she get?
Cactus fired her.
Cactus just fired her?
Absolutely. She was getting too smart on all the equipment and doing her job too well, and he felt threatened.
I love Bunny. You know, she's got some pretty big boobs, too.
Yeah, that's kind of the first thing that pops into my head when somebody throws her name out.
It's what we hear.
I mean, right after Conversationalist.
And if you would like to go see Bunny, she plies her craft at the Barley House.
The best bartender at the Barley House.
Really?
Without question.
True.
No doubt.
Elsewhere, Vita Blue is 55. Bill Bradley is 61.
Senator.
Doug Collins is 53.
Six are great.
I thought Bill Bradley was on track to be a presidential candidate at some point.
He got derailed.
Is he a Republican
dull.
Or Democrat?
Too effing dull.
What is he? What wow. side is he on?
He's a Republican.
Is he?
No, I think he's Democrat.
No, he is Democrat. You're right.
I think he's blue.
He works too blue?
He's a blue.
Blue state.
Democrat.
Best Democrat?
Did you watch The West Wing?
Mm. Yeah, I do. But
it's embarrassing.
They love the blue state.
I'm really all confused when they're walking through the halls and I can't follow the conversation. Jim Davis is 59.
Garfield. Or the other Jim Davis was Jock Ewing. But he's dead. Very
right.
dead.
So
when did he
one?
Die? During Dallas?
Oh, yeah. He died like after the third year. Second year, I believe.
So who was the new Jock Ewing?
Dick York.
That'd be funny.
Dick Sargent.
Georgia Engel is 56.
That would be Ted Knight's wife on Mary Tyler Moore.
She is only 56?
Wow. Georgia.
No, she was real young back then, yeah.
Dan.
No.
She's older than 56.
Dan.
No, you want to fight?
Right now.
Well, no, I don't want to fight.
Oh.
You know who she is now? She's,
Yeah, she's on Raymond.
She's Robert's. Girl or wife's mom. She's got to be in her 70s.
Got that little mousy voice?
Yes.
That's
she, it. She's 56.
She no!
She's older than 56.
She was 56 and Mary Tyler Moore.
Look her up, Bob. Engel. Georgia Engel.
E-N-G-E-L.
Well, it may say she's 56, but she's
like
lying.
On every single...
You know, kind of like Julio Franco. I mean, he's still
right.
claiming he's like 38.
Or Harrison Ford. He's 90.
Elizabeth Berkley is 32.
And hot as hell.
No, she's not.
Yes, she
don't
is.
Don't overrate her.
She is from Saved by the Bell.
And got naked in Showgirls.
That
and
was better.
Great.
Her birthday is July 28th, Dan.
1948.
56.
That is the biggest lie.
That's not...
Ever.
Rick
so that
Wright?
Means, that means during Mary Tyler Moore, she was 30... My age,
right.
34.
Wrong.
True. Rick Wright is 59.
Hey, now.
No, I'm sorry.
Pink Floyd?
24.
Yep, she was. She was very young.
24 during Mary Tyler Moore.
There's no way.
She was like 40.
Very young, Corby. And
You're lying.
Let's play let's play hot or not here. She's 56. Sally Struthers.
Used to be.
No.
She never was.
You don't think, the early years of the All in the Family.
Gross.
Yeah, she was very hot.
She has swollen up like a blowfish. She is so fat now.
And I don't know that she was ever very hot.
In the early days of All in the Family, you didn't think she was?
Nah.
Very. She wore those little hip huggers?
70s.
Those big hip huggers.
Yeah. They were not. She was kind of skinny back then.
Kinda. Well, even if she's skinny.
And had cans.
You can't lose root. You can lose weight. All right, here's some spares for you.
Oi! Oi!
Aki Berg is 27 today.
Who's that? Right,
we'll just move along.
Who is that?
Hockey.
Baseball, hockey, basketball.
52-year-old Clint Longley.
So, Sally Struthers and Georgia Engel are the same age.
Exactly.
You believe that?
No, I don't.
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
Clint Longley, that's all I get.
How old is he?
52.
You know what I remember about Clint Longley? He got his ass kicked bad by Roger Staubach, and I loved it. He thought he'd mess with Roger Staubach. Roger Staubach just said, hey, let's go out here to this field, take him out there, and just whooped his ass.
Didn't you tell us that story?
Did you say it on your show that day?
Clint took a cheap shot.
Yeah. Sucker punched him.
Yeah.
Staubach just said, hey, let's just go out here to this field.
You know what he said? He's like, hey, Roger, do you have your Bible in your locker? Can I take a look at it? Oh, sure, son. And he reaches over to grab his Bible.
Boom! Diminish that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay. Roger, the great Roger Staubach got the last laugh on that by just thrashing him.
So were the bombs going crazy?
Yeah, they were, Bob. Swear to God, I'm leaving.
Well, now you hate Bob, too. Grego now hates us all.
I don't hate y'all. I actually like y'all.
He was like six doing a talk show.
All right.
What about Clint Longley? 44 is Carmelo Martinez.
Give me a lolly. Who?
I think he played for the Indians, yeah.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. And Garth Snow, 35 years old.
Ah, country singer.
Former Flower Grid.
Maine Black Bear.
You don't know.
Becky Born Day. On this day, now dead, Jackie O. O. O.
She got her naked in Hustler.
Really?
Yeah, she was naked in Hustler.
Oh.
Oh.
Like what? Illegal?
She didn't pote. No, no.
Those were off her Jack O's Island or whatever.
Yep. Started with a long.
Grooming limb. Issues?
Yes. Yes.
I would have liked to seen her naked in 1962, just before the shooting.
She had Dr. J in a headlock.
I was negative.
Wow. And Frankie Yankovic.
Who?
Born on this day, now dead.
Ah, from Kid Craddock's show.
And dead on this day, still dead, Dr. George Gallup.
The pole.
And Tyler, where are you?
He's dead.
That's why today doesn't suck.
No, I'm just looking for Tyler.
Hey, did he move to Austin or not?
That's word I got. Yeah, he's still in town.
I don't know. He likes you guys more than us.
Well, he emailed me, and I told him to move. Go to Austin. I guess he was offered a job down there.
Really?
Yes.
But Mom, Corby told me to move.
Oh, hey, Tyler.
I'm listening to Corby. All right, the hard line, at least those who have agreed to their contracts, is next on the ticket.